Welcome to The Brew. This is our first little podcast recording. I'm your host, Alan, and my partner here is Shaggy.
Too dope.
Whatever the hell that means, I'm not quite sure. First off, I just want to say The Brew is kind of a little play on The View.
Huh?
I thought that was a little more obvious than it is, so apparently not everyone quite gets it.
Like me?
Yeah, until I explain it to them, but... I guess what, you want to start out with a little introduction of ourselves?
Sure, why not?
Alright, I'm a cable guy, work 4 days a week, it's pretty nice. Shaggy, what do you do?
I'm a fleet service agent for U.S. Airways.
Uh-huh. He's a baggage handler.
I lose your bags.
Yeah, he goes through them, actually, let's be honest here. He's always sending me pictures of dildos and stuff like that.
Nice panties also.
It's terrible. It's terrible like our podcast, starting out. But anyway, we're going to keep on going here. You want to tackle sports first?
Let's do sports.
We can get off on some rants there.
A-Rod sucks.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get started with that. All right, first thing we're going to talk about in sports. We'll go ahead and start with baseball.
Baseball sucks.
Major League Baseball. It doesn't suck. I didn't like it for a while. For, 25 years. And I kind of got into it now. But it's funny that now that I'm getting into it, A-Rod is pretty much ruining it because all they do is talk about A-Rod.
Steroids, period, are ruining baseball.
Well, I don't need to hear about it. Like, I'm the new guy coming into baseball, and I don't want to hear about A-Rod constantly.
Or steroids.
Exactly.
Because I'm sick and tired of Barry Bonds and our government being all wrapped up in this.
Why is the government wrapped up in it, period?
I don't get it.
Because he lied? People lie all the time.
Exactly.
You don't see the government jumping in?
I don't see the government jumping in on us because we lie. But when have we lied?
I don't lie. I'm truthful.
Oh,
you're
excuse
a
me. I'm a liar?
You're a liar. You're just trying to get my point.
A-Rod is a liar.
No, he told the truth.
No, he didn't because now his new trainer is coming out saying that he lied.
Well, he semi-told the truth.
He admitted to using steroids, but in the end, he wasn't truthful about
it.
He said the last time that he used steroids was in 2003. And now his trainer is coming out saying, or his fake trainer, his cousin or whatever, is saying that he used steroids in 2007.
2003, 2007. I mean, it's easy to get the two confused.
No, it isn't, dude. It's like 5-6 years difference.
I don't remember last week. Think about it. If you think about that, it's hard when you think back.
When you have a needle stuck in your ass, dude, you are going to remember this.
Well, dude, how many needles has he had stuck in his ass?
Apparently a lot, because he used steroids. So he gets one stuck in his ass every week.
Well, okay, so maybe he took a break for like 4 years, and then he started getting them stuck back in. It was only a couple times, and he just kind of forgot. He was like, oh, it was 03, oh, it was 07. You know, you can forget that stuff.
You can forget a needle being stuck in your ass.
Well, it's
or
not,
arm, or
it's in the cheek, maybe,
or leg.
Who knows if they would even be telling him what he was getting put in him?
He said that he knew that what he was using was not allowed in baseball.
Well, I don't have an argument for that, but pretty much ruining baseball already.
And we're new fans of baseball, and it's really not fair to us to hear about it all week.
All week? That's all they talk about.
Yes, because baseball has now been overtaken by steroids.
I mean, with so much going on.
And Bud Selig is really doing nothing to stop the problem.
Well, that guy's been doing nothing for
years now. Like, when he messed up the All-Star game back in 2003?
It's probably been about 10 years, and that guy's been doing nothing.
Oh, it's been more than 10 years.
One thing I do like, though, is Griffey's return to Seattle.
I think that's a great idea.
I think he'll be retiring after this year.
I also agree with you.
Which is, it's cool. I mean, baseball players play for 20 years anyway.
And he's been hurt a lot of years. Otherwise, he might own the home run record.
Yeah. But I don't know, it's cool that he's going back. Did you hear about the Yankees players that
is about.
Apparently they're caught up in some scandal here.
It's probably about steroids.
I read it earlier. No, nothing to do with steroids. This one has to do with like a national scandal. But my thing is, I was just thinking about it earlier when I was reading it. Why can't they just borrow money from A-Rod?
A-Rod banged Madonna, so he should have money left over.
He probably has a lot of money.
And plus, he's getting divorced from his wife, so he might not have a lot of money because his ex-wife is taking him for everything that he has.
Did she have a job?
What do you think, dude? Wife married to a rich baseball superstar who gets steroids injected in his ass. Probably doesn't have a job.
Maybe she was a hairdresser.
Maybe she was a hooker.
I doubt the hooker. Well, maybe like a high-priced hooker.
Maybe she was banging the mayor of New York.
That could be true also.
Because we had that happen just a couple weeks ago.
A
couple months ago.
We're throwing out a lot of accusations here. So that's kind of...
to say the least.
We're going to probably get sued here pretty soon. All right, anyway, let's move on to the NFL.
I love the NFL.
I do too, and it's truly a sad time of year when there's really not much going on with football.
I think the scouting combine is awesome, dude.
I just can't get into it.
You can't get into the scouting combine.
I can't. I don't know. It's just something about not seeing any real...
I heard the other day
games.
That the scouting combine is like the Olympics of the NFL. I would have to agree with that.
I don't like the Olympics. I see where you're going with that. It's very, very similar.
Yeah.
I don't like the Olympics.
You don't like the Olympics?
No.
How do you not like the Olympics?
It's just annoying.
Back to football.
All right. We'll get back to football here. I want to start out with the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders, and they're handing out money.
Al Davis, first of all.
He's crazy.
He should retire. He is a bum.
Well,
and he's out of his mind.
Owners don't really retire, though, do they?
He should die, then.
That's a little extreme. He should sell the team is maybe a little nicer way to put it, but...
And Julius Peppers is a crybaby.
No, we're not even there yet, are we?
It just popped up.
I was still on the point that you're going to give a cornerback...
Asamugo?
Yeah.
Asamugo?
You're going to give him a ton of money and...
He's only had 10 interceptions in
the past 3 years.
Entire career. And
well,
he's been playing since 2003.
Eight of those... Well, I don't know if it's 2003, but eight of those interceptions came 3 years ago. 3 seasons ago. He had one over the past 2 seasons each year.
Well, apparently it's because he's so great that people stopped throwing his way.
That's what also brings us up to our love for experts. And how they jump on every bandwagon constantly.
This is true. Brett Favre, still good. Yeah, he's still playing, right?
No, he retired.
Oh, did he? Oh, my bad.
He retired. I hate to tell you that.
Oh, I'm shattered right now.
Yeah? What about, so you think Peppers is going to stay playing for the Panthers?
I think Peppers, he's going to stay playing. I think he's going to hold out, actually.
Yeah?
I don't think he's going to play for them this year.
Well, now what's the deal with the franchise tag? Are they... They have to stay even though their contract's up?
If you trade for him, you have to give up
Two first-round draft picks?
Yes, thank you. And if he doesn't get traded, he gets paid the top 5 salary for a defensive end.
That's stupid. If his contract's up, he should be able to go.
I agree with you, but apparently his contract isn't up for another 2 years, is what I heard.
Well, then how is he going to test free agency?
I don't get... I think that he wants to be traded more than anything else.
It's got to be beyond me somewhere. Maybe it's one of those things where he has an option to test free agency.
Yes, because he might be a restricted free agent.
That's,
also.
Yeah, that would make more sense. What about Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch got arrested in California this past week for... concealing a weapon and DUI, I believe.
That was his second arrest, wasn't it? I thought the DUI was the first one.
Oh, was it?
Or no, the first one had something to do with marijuana.
Oh, well, that's no surprise there. Because how many people have we caught with marijuana now?
He might be the ugliest guy alive.
I don't know about the ugliest guy alive. Have you heard about Ray Lewis wanting to go to Dallas?
Yeah, I heard that.
That's kind of stupid. I don't get that either.
Let him go.
I think he's over. I think he's old, and I think he should retire.
You were going to say you think he's overrated.
I was going to say I think he's overrated.
you'll soon learn that he says that about everyone, eventually.
Not everyone.
Pretty much everyone. Don't listen to him.
Pretty much everyone.
But,
hey.
All right. Let's move on to the NBA here.
NBA.
Yep. Looks like the Jazz owner. Utah Jazz, looks like he passed away.
That's pretty sad, dude, because he was a pretty good owner.
That is true. The Utah Jazz have always been not one of the best teams, but one of the better teams.
They've been in the playoffs consistently since 1988, when their coach came in. I can't remember his name right now. I do apologize.
I'll agree with you completely. He definitely knows how to work with the players, I guess you could say. But
and their heyday years was when Karl Malone and John Stockton were there, and they ran for the championship 2 years in a row. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, Michael Jordan was there to stop them.
That is good.
I'm really not a big fan of Karl Malone. I think he's
a mailman.
I think he's a woman abusing mailman. There you go.
Quite possible.
I think I read about it.
Usually mailmen use pepper spray on dogs.
Not on women.
I don't know about women and all, but anyway, what do you think about Amari out for 8 weeks?
He doesn't play defense.
Maybe his eye surgery was timed perfectly.
For him to learn how to play defense?
Maybe he could practice a little bit, I don't know.
I think he needs to practice. I think he should not be with the Phoenix Suns after this year.
Oh, better yet, what do you think about the Suns? They've had some pretty good games here the past couple
lately of because they've gotten back to their run-and-gun system. They just run the floor, and they're putting up 2 games in the past week. They put up 140 points.
Well, now, why didn't, I forget his name, but why didn't their coach, before they fired him, think of that?
I think he wanted to emphasize on defense.
And slow down the game.
And slow it down rather than just run the court. I think that he wanted to instill defense in them, and it's not their game style.
No, they need to score 140 points every night.
Yeah, because that's their way of winning.
Exactly.
How many teams can keep up with 140 points a night?
Not that many. That's the beauty of the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's fun to watch. I mean, I really enjoy watching teams just run the court.
Yeah, because then you get like alley oops. You get and anything high scoring is more exciting.
Yeah, because I mean, in football, I kind of like watching a defensive struggle.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun to watch. Whereas some fans are like, oh, I'd rather see 30 points be put up.
Or you'd rather see, like, the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
60-55 final score.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense to me, but hey, that happens. But for me, I just like to watch defense. I mean, I just like watching the NFL, period. I think it's a great product, and I think that's why it's the highest rated sports.
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with their commissioner, but we're talking about the NBA right now. And how higher scoring, more exciting, usually tends to win more games.
It is. It is more exciting to see a team just go out there and just blow the doors off.
Which kind of leads us into the NHL, where they change the rules a little bit to get the scoring a little bit higher.
And it's really not working because I see the puck get pressed up against the boards, and then I see it stay there for 30 seconds to a minute, and then I see players checking each other, and the puck really doesn't get moved.
Yeah, well, it's good when they fight, so that's pretty much all we have to say about the NHL.
But there's some fans that don't like fighting also, and I'm a fan of fighting. I kind of like to see the gloves get dropped. And tomorrow, NBC has the game of the week, the Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the Washington Capitals. I think that's going to be a very exciting game. I mean, you got Sidney Crosby, of Jenny Malkin, and Ovechkin all taking the ice. They are all great players. And, I mean, Pittsburgh's kind of been a letdown this year. But they're two decent teams that are fighting for a playoff spot.
I will not be watching.
I'm sorry.
It's just not, just not interested. I'll probably play some Xbox. I don't know. If you're interested in the NHL, that's okay.
I'm a big fan of the NHL.
That's fine. I mean, if you're a fruit, that's cool too,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We could move on to NASCAR, which I don't care for, and I'm sure you don't care for.
I don't mean NASCAR, period. I mean, I watch it for the action.
There was a big controversy.
About what?
This last weekend. I don't remember. There was some kind of wreck. Dale Jr. was involved. I'm not sure if he's the one who was at fault, but there was blame thrown everywhere.
Well, let's be honest. We've seen fights in NASCAR for the past 3 years. We've seen
drivers
approaching each other like, hey, you caused this accident, stuff like that.
And in a way, it's a good thing because then it gets people like me who don't give a shit. It gets us kind of to where,
you want to watch?
No, hell no. Are you crazy? No, it just gets me where I want to make a podcast about it, and I just bring up NASCAR randomly.
Well, we kind of went through every sport tonight, so.
I throw you a curveball. Well, we haven't talked about tennis.
And I really don't care about golf except for Tiger Jr. or Tiger coming back.
Yeah, he's back. Is he back yet or not?
He's going to be back next week, I think. Which is kind of exciting to me because he's the best player in golf, and he's pretty much the only person that I enjoy watching.
He's also pretty rich.
Well, he's very rich, and he has a white wife, and he's got a kid now.
That is...
Charlie 6 or Charlie something
no,
like that?
He's had a kid. Isn't his kid like 10?
No, actually, he has another kid now.
Oh, well, I thought, didn't he just reveal one of his kids? Like, it's kind of sad that you're holding out on your kids, and then eventually you show them.
He's admitted to having a kid?
Yeah, I thought he showed off, like, his 10-year-old for the first time. No, maybe it is just his newborn. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he just has a newborn. If he's holding another kid that's 10.
I'm an idiot.
He's 32 now, so he would have been 22 when he had that kid.
Well, he's playing golf then. He had money.
And, well, he was out of college right then.
That's true. All right, well, we'll go ahead and end this little segment here. And we'll go ahead and move on to our next segment. No idea what that is yet, but I will let you know here in a second. All right, if anyone's still listening, we're gonna move on here. And I want to complain now. This is going to be a little complaining time. I'm pretty sick of hearing about Chris Brown and Rihanna. I mean, I understand that. He pretty
Hi,
much
Peter.
He beat the crap out of her, and she's pretty banged up. You know, I'm pretty sure she didn't. Well, no one deserves that. You don't hit a woman, or you don't hit anyone. I'm sick of hearing about it.
You treat each other with respect.
You can't turn on the TV, or you can't even pull up the internet without hearing about it, and it's really annoying. Now, as I'm saying this, I have to think here that Shaggy did not know about this until a few minutes ago.
I have no idea this happened.
He lives under a rock.
Who's Rihanna again? And Chris Brown?
They,
I don't know
they
who
sing?
They are. They sing?
R&B music.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, a little bit of acting too, I think.
Oh.
I don't...
Well, who really cares about actors anyway?
Well, how could you not have heard about this? I'm complaining about hearing about it too much, and you're going to say, like, what are you talking about? Who?
Apparently I live underneath a rock, as you said.
That's...
That lava flow took me, and I was just washed away.
It must have, because you have to be the only person in America who has not heard about this.
I do apologize for not knowing.
I can't accept that.
You can't accept me
no.
not knowing?
How can you not know?
I don't really care about Rihanna or Chris
but
Brown.
But it's not whether you care about it or not. How could you not have heard about it?
I didn't really pay any attention to them.
Huh?
I mean... I can give you that maybe they didn't talk about it on ESPN.
That's all I watched, dude.
Honestly,
you know that?
They probably did.
Maybe, yeah.
There's
got
to be someone out there
it.
That they had to have, that would have heard them mention it. They had to have mentioned it on ESPN. And Stuart Scott would have said something, at least.
Stuart Scott loves everybody, dude.
Yeah, well, he would have said something about it.
Brianna got the shit beat out of her?
Not Brianna, Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I don't know who she is. I don't even know what major song she sung.
Do you know what day it is?
22nd of February?
Well, it will be in 15 minutes. Do you know the year?
2009.
That's good. I would have said 2007 right now, but whatever. I told you earlier, I can't remember years.
Just like you can't remember getting injected with steroids.
I did not get injected in my ass. All right. It's your turn. You have something to complain about here?
No, I really got nothing to complain about. Okay, I lied.
What the hell?
I have something to complain about. I'm sick and tired of Democrat and Republican radio.
Agreed.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about Randy Rhodes and,
Well, wait, hang on. Wait. So you would listen to that?
No, I don't want to listen to either of them, bitch. I just want to have equal opportunity to radio. I want to hear each a Democrat and a Republican argue, but if that happens, nothing will ever come out.
But they don't argue, that's the thing.
Yes, they do argue, is because all they see is their side and nothing else.
Well, that's what I'm saying is they don't give the opportunity to argue. And
yeah.
Bill O'Reilly is a huge example.
No, we'll do
Bill
it live!
Doesn't let people speak.
No, he doesn't.
Do it live!
Turn the
fight! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
The same way. He would just, as soon as someone, and the thing that gets me is I don't understand why these people would sit there and argue with him.
There's no point in arguing because you're not going to get your point across.
And that they don't see that. And they sit there and they
argue.
No,
because all they want to see is their side and nobody else's.
But what I'm saying is people like Bill O'Reilly, Tom Likas, they don't even give other people a chance to talk. But yet these people are still dumb enough to come on the show.
And call or come on.
Yeah, and I mean, granted, some of the people don't, you know, they're idiots and they don't deserve to talk, but...
Agreed.
At the same time, like, why would you...
Waste your time?
Yeah, well, how stupid are you to come on to someone's show?
Well, maybe because you think that you're going to be the difference maker.
That is dumb, though. No one's a difference maker.
No, yeah.
It's stupid. People just think the way they think, and that's it.
And they don't want to see the other side.
They don't.
Which is why Democrats and Republicans don't get along.
You know what would be nice is if they got rid of the party system completely.
Agreed. Or maybe bring in a third party.
They tried both sides.
And it didn't happen because nobody wants to see a third party.
It's not that nobody wants to see it. It's just that nobody with money wants to see it.
That's true, because you need money to start a party.
Very true, but...
We don't have money to start a third party.
Well, you know, I'm going to start a party. That's what I'm going to do.
What's your party going to be called?
I don't know yet.
Give me
like 5 minutes. We'll keep talking and I'll think of it.
Next week, maybe?
Not even next week. I'll figure it out right now.
Within 5 minutes, you're going to figure out a third party.
I certainly can.
How about the Elephant Crab-a-Mat party?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's a party.
I don't like that at all.
Well, we got an elephant representing Democrats and a donkey representing Democrats.
There's actually a story behind that, which I can't remember if I was watching History Channel or something.
I think
but
I double spoke.
It had something to do with why they chose that, which makes for incredibly boring podcasting. It's where I'm going to go with this now. We're supposed to be funny here, and we're talking about Democrats and Republicans.
Who are boring?
They're very boring.
Obama, dude. Obama's not boring.
The man
he's
has
the first
charisma.
Black president.
He has charisma.
He doesn't have charisma. He's the first black president.
He has
and
charisma.
That's why people talk about him.
No. He has charisma.
How does he have charisma?
He has... Just the way he talks and everything. He has charisma.
Well,
it's better than John McCain, who looks like a robot. He was like a robot. Seriously. If you think about that. And
McCain's 76 and Obama's what, 45, 46?
I think, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Still pretty young, which is good for him.
We don't get our facts straight ever.
No,
never. We just talk. This is normal. But, like, it's just... It's just the charisma. There's charisma oozing out of that man every pore.
I don't think he has charisma.
He has charisma. How can you say that?
I think he's a boring individual.
Are you
I think
insane?
He just speaks.
No, he doesn't just speak. He has charisma.
I've listened
he
to
has...
his speeches, and he really doesn't get anybody fired up. Like,
yes,
if I want to go out and get a second job, which is impossible right now because of our economy, I mean, I can't find a second
job.
If I paid somebody, I'm still going to find a second job.
Well, why would you pay someone to get a second job? Right?
Because I want a second job to make more money. So maybe if I pay them $50, I'll make that back in a week or two, and then I'll make more money.
That is the dumbest logic I ever heard. They would not hire you. But the point is, you're too lazy to get a second job.
Oh, too lazy.
You get Walmart's hiring right down the street, man.
Point well taken. I am very too lazy to get a second job.
You could get a second job.
No, because their economy is shit, dude.
Whatever. I'll hire you right now.
Hire me for what?
I don't know. Go clean my toilets.
Pay me how much?
$1.
$1? $1 for toilet cleaning?
$1.
$2. And I'm part of your Garganus team? I don't know.
You're fucking crazy. I'm not paying you $2 to clean my toilets.
$1?
Alright, how about I'll pay you $2, but you have to buy the chemicals to do it.
No, because that's not fair. Because I'm paying for the chemicals to clean your toilet.
Oh, alright, at least you caught that. But I see what you're saying with the Democrats and Republicans. It's all annoying. They should throw out the party system.
Or stop talking about it, period.
Yeah, well, no. Just throw it out. It's stupid.
What happened to Equal Press?
There is no
Equal Press.
What happened
anymore.
To Equal Press was money. Money happened
yes,
to Equal Press.
Because now there's parties that get ran by money.
Steroids happened to Equal Press.
steroids happen in baseball, dude. That has nothing to do with the depression.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure Bill O'Reilly... Actually, wait. Bill O'Reilly might be on steroids.
He might. You seen that video of him on YouTube?
Yeah, dude. You showed it to me.
He's crazy, man.
I don't know what signing off means. I don't know what that means.
There's some roid rage.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, there's some roid rage going on over here. I'm getting kind of scared. But
Bill O'Reilly is nuts. But Sean Hannity and Philip Coombs, they seem pretty down to earth. They don't seem like they're injecting steroids in their ass.
They're assholes.
They are assholes. Let's, and they only see their...
They have stupid TV shows.
And they get paid more than we do.
That's true.
That's sad to us because we're better than they are.
Well, it says who?
It says our fans.
We have no fans. In fact, there is no one listening. Our significant others have quit listening. Our family is no longer listening.
But I don't blame them.
But let's go ahead and move on with our very first podcast here. It's pretty rough going so far.
We'll get better with time.
Yeah, dude. We're trying to be funny, and I'm sure we've had a couple of funny moments.
It's kind
of
like a fine wine.
Not too many yet. So we're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back. All right, well, I guess that concludes our first podcast here. Hopefully people are still listening, or maybe one or two people.
We can only hope.
Yeah, and maybe, just maybe, no one's ears have bleeded off or completely...
ruptured.
Yeah, they're dead from lack of blood. We're all done here. Shaggy?
It's been fun.
It's been an honor.
Good times.
It's great times. Hopefully you guys check us out here in another week or so.
And we'll be back again.
That's correct. Good night.
Good day.
Whatever time it is when you're listening to this.
Good week.
That's right. See you next week. They're on my phone. Says relax while you're here. And don't